Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
From next week, America's busiest port, Los Angeles, expects the amount of traffic to fall by a third as a direct consequence of Donald Trump's 145% tariffs on imported Chinese goods. Similar drops are expected in Seattle and on air freight from China. In fact, many containers are being returned totally empty, something that is very rare and extremely expensive for shipping companies. Much of this abrupt slowdown stems from companies holding off moving goods until this trade war is either sorted or settles down. Hapag-Lloyd, with 300 container ships, is the fifth biggest shipping company in the world. And Nils Haupt from Hapag-Lloyd joins us now. Good morning, Nils.
Hi, good morning from Hamburg.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Does Hapag-Lloyd ship much between China and Europe?
Yeah, I mean, we still ship stuff, but we have seen bookings going down by 30%, so this hurts, of course.
Oh, so even coming to Europe from China, bookings are coming down?
From China to Europe, no, we don't see that a lot because this is not affected by tariffs. But, I mean, transport from China to the U.S. and from the U.S. to China have gone significantly.
All right. And what are you hearing from your colleagues in the shipping industry?
Well, what we're hearing is that we never had a time which was so full of unpredictability like we are having it today. So basically the situation is changing every day. Now we hear that that President Trump is thinking of bringing the tariffs for car transportation and car parts down. So that would ease the situation a little bit, although we are not transporting cars. These are other companies, but we are transporting car parts for sure. So that would help because there are lots of European companies manufacturing cars in the U.S., but also for the U.S. manufacturing industry, of course, that would be important. But still, there are lots of goods which are transported from China to the U.S., which are now so expensive for Chinese companies to bring into the company, so that we might see this products, the transport of these products going down significantly. Let's say like furniture, solar panels, electronics, kitchen stuff, kitchenware, plastics, pharma, chemicals, textiles, paper, toys. All this stuff is mainly manufactured in China, and all these goods will now be transported to elsewhere because China needs to look for new markets.
Yeah, that's interesting. So they could dump some of the products that they might have sold in the United States in Europe. So that could mean a little bit more traffic from China to Europe, I suspect.
Yeah, that's not only Europe. Could be South America, could be Africa, could be Middle East, could be Australia, Oceania. So there's lots of alternatives also within Asia. So, yeah, I wouldn't think that transportation will go down, but for sure we have lots of capacities on the Trans-Pacific, so from China to the U.S. West Coast. These traffics are pretty much endangered at the moment because the demand is going down tremendously, as I said before. Mm.
Are there many empty containers out there in the Pacific?
I mean, there are always empty containers out there because China is the factory of the world, and the containers, after they arrived in the U.S., they need to go back empty. And this is the same for traffic going from Far East to Europe. So ships back from Europe to Far East, there's a majority, but a high number of empty containers on board because they need to go back to the factory of the world.
Because I thought they would pick up stuff after depositing their load in Rotterdam or wherever, that they would pick stuff up from Europe and take it to the Far East.
Yeah, but we call this the imbalance in world trade. And as I said, China is the factory of the world, and there is not too much stuff manufactured which is imported by China.
Yeah. Is there a chance that some importers front-loaded orders in America from China to get ahead of the huge tariffs, and that demand might stabilize and shipping might return to slightly normal in a few weeks?
This is not what we see from China, because tariffs from China will not rise after this 90 days. This is more the case for Southeast Asia, like Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand. There we see a lot of front loading at the moment. Because these countries have to expect tariffs after these famous 90 days, which is in the case of Cambodia, 49%, Vietnam, 46%. So this is a lot. And this is where many companies now do front loading, especially from Southeast Asia. For China, that doesn't make sense because the tariffs are very high at the moment already, and they will not move a lot after these 90 days.
And what about the cost of renting a shipping container now? Has that gone down due to a fall off in demand?
Yeah, I mean, shipping is, or transportation is, very dependent on demand. Demand for transportation from China to the US or from the US to China is down. What we are doing at the moment is we use smaller ships because we transport less. That helps a little bit to have full ships still, even though they might be smaller now. And that has to be seen. I mean, the development of rates in container shipping is very fluid at the moment. It's not catastrophic at the moment, but we might see changes there that prices will drop.
And are many of your ships still avoiding the Suez Canal due to attacks from Houthi rebels?
It's not many ships, it's all ships.
Oh.
We avoid, since end of 2023, we avoid the Suez Canal and the Red Sea because the safety of our seafarers is key.
Wow. Okay. And that, of course, adds a lot of time to the journey to get from the Far East to Europe and adds to the cost.
Yes, that adds to the transportation time. It's roughly 12 days longer via the Cape of Good Hope. And of course, it's more costly because also we need lots of more fuel.
Yes, indeed. Is there a major fall in demand because you have this massive trade war between the two biggest economies in the world? And won't that depress prices overall?
It is very, very difficult to predict. So, as I said before, the situation is very fluid. So every day things can change. I think lots of customers are waiting if some decisions might be changed. So I think there's, as I said in the beginning, lots of unpredictability, and we need to see whether the fog will clear within the next days or weeks.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to join us, Nils. That is Nils Haupt from Hapag-Lloyd. Tusen takk, joining us there.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.